We're learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kaf Aleph, and Mabez, the Sugi of Shinui Makom. The Gemara brings down both Rav and Shmuel held that if you make a bracha on wine in the Beis HaKnesses, you're not yetzer the bracha of wine in the house, because it's Shinui Makom. Rabbi Yechanan held you are yetzer the bracha of wine, and the Gemara brings a tifa there of Yechanan, we pass them like Rav and Shmuel, that there is a din of Shinui Makom. So first the Gemara says, Hoda ma'ata Shinui Makom tzarech levarech, loishonol mibayis levayis, levmakom lemakom levayif. When it said b'shem, Rav Chista said, that Shinui Makom is only Mibayis Labayis, but not Mimakom Lamakom. What's called Mimakom Lamakom? Rashi says Mimakom Lamakom means Mibayis La'aliyah. Now, as a Shailon to be Shailon like this, earlier we had a Kiddush Makom Suda, Savamine, Hani Mili Mibayis Labayis, Lamakom Lamakom Bechad Beis Eloi. And there, the Gemara says, Amle of Anabet Achlifa, no, that even Mimakom Lamakom Bechad Beis it is a problem of Kiddush Makom Suda. And here we have the Gabbai Shinui Makom, seemingly the other way, that Lo Yishonu L'Bayis L'Bayis, and Makom L'Makom, there's no problem with Shinui Makom. But there's a Shailinger says, Taisus earlier, on Ava Makom L'Makom B'chad Beisa, is Goris here, Mipina L'Pina. There is Goris in Makom L'Makom, and here is Goris Mipina L'Pina. And the Rosh also, Taisus and the Rosh hold, there's no Chilu between Kiddush and Makom Suda, and Shinui Makom L'Inyan Brachas. The word is like this. There are three things. There's bayis labayis, and that's achsarim by both of them. There's makam lamakam mechad beisa, and that the Gemara thought wouldn't be a chasarim. The Gemara says lamayis, it is a chasarim. Taisa said, like we said in the earlier shiur, there what helps das. And then you have mipina lapina in the same room, because makam lamakam mechad beisa means in two different rooms, umibayis la'aliyah, but in the same room, that's mipina lapina. There, there's no chesaron, not by Kiddush Makom Suda, not by Shinui Makom. So there was saying, Makom Lamakom, there is a chesaron. He was saying, Pina Labina, there's no chesaron. And they both have the same din. Makom Lamakom means two rooms. Pina Labina means in the same room, two different corners. So that's Shitas Taisus, let's say here, Lagan B'Shinui Makom by Brachis, that it's considered a Shinui Makom if you're going to two different rooms, but not two different corners in the same room. But there's another Girsa, the Ran, the Ramchalava, they say by both of them it's Mipina Lapina. And they make a chilek that by Kiddush Makom Suda doesn't help Mipina Lapina, like we spoke on in the previous shay. Even in the same room, Mipina Lapina is considered a problem with Kiddush Makom Suda. But over here by Brachas, we're saying that Mipina Lapina works. So the Chayyar, according to the Ran and the Ramchalava, Pashtus, you don't make any chilek between Makom Lamakom. Igrila Ara or two different chadarim or pina lubin. It's all the same. They both say the same pina lubin. And the chilek is Kiddush Makom Suda doesn't help me makom lamakom, and Shinui Makom by brachas is by makom lamakom is not considered a problem. Then why should there be a chilek? So Ram Chalva says Kiddush Makom Suda means makom Suda. Makom Suda means the makom Suda. You go to a different place, even in the same room, it's not a makom Suda. Shinui Makom by brachas, you don't need the same makom. This is in Akira. Akira. That makes it okaraglov. That makes it that you lose the bracha. As long as you're not nekar, even though you're in a different makom, nekar means you go out of the house. As long as you're in the house, it's not called the nekir. The chiluk and the lumdus between Kiddush and makom suda and Shinui Makom lagabi brachas. The Ran says a little differently. The Ran says lagabi shtiyas yayim, which we're discussing by brachas. So there, you don't have any real makom miyuchet for the shtiyas yayim. So the whole house is called the makom of the shtiyas yayim. Now, Shankin, Kiddush Makom Suda, do you need a Suda? A Suda is in one place. A Kviya Suda means in one place. A bracha on the food could be anywhere. Could be anywhere in the house. So the Rav says, Lefi zeh, if you're taki eating a Suda, eating lechem and minei dagan, so even the Gabi bracha is Shinui Makom Pina Lapina. Because the chilek isn't Kiddush Makom Suda and brachas Lefi the Rav. Lefi the Maram Chalava, the Kiddush Makom Suda and brachas. The Kiddush Makom Suda needs mamish the makom. Brachas, it's okay as long as you're not nekar. But according to the Ran, everything needs the makom. But the pshat is the makom of a suda is defined in one place, because you don't go from one place to place when you're eating a suda. The makom of a bracha is not necessarily defined. So the fiza tainet the Ran, if the gabi lechem and minid dagan, even if a shini makom is the mipina lapina, and that's only l'shitasa, he passes like Rav Sheshes, that even by dvarim hatunim brachim kaim is in the shini makom. So Meli, you do have a problem with Shinui Makom even by pass. So he holds that by pass, you'd have a din of Shinui Makom even Mipina Labina. But Rashi is mashmi is garis by both of them, makam l'makam. And behechach he's being mechalat in kiddush and makam suda, where there makam l'makam is considered a hefsek, and shini makam l'gabe brachas, where it's not. And that's where Ram Chalava also holds. So here we have two shittas, really, l'chayre, three shittas in whether going from room to room, igul ha'ara is called the chsara by shini makam. According to Tais and the Rashi, it is, because they hold it's the same as kiddush and makam suda. According to the Ram Chalava and Rashi, it's not. And the Ram l'chayre is being mechalak, that by shtiyas yayin, by brachas, it would not be considered a problem, but by pas, it is considered a problem, and that's why kiddush makam suda, which is a din suda, it is considered a problem. Now, in the Rambam, it's a shaila in the Mefarshim, what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam, kiddush makam suda, says the following, ein kiddush el b'makam suda keitzad, it's in perich haftas halacha ches, hilcha shabbos, ein kiddush el b'makam suda keitzad, lo yikadish b'ayin zev v'yoychal b'ayin zachar, avon kiddush b'zov yizu, oychal b'zov yishniyah. Can I be Mekadosh in one house that needed a different house? But you could be Mekadosh in one corner and needed a different corner. As I state in the Rambam in Kiddush and Makam Suda. By Brachas, he says that there's a din of Shin and Makam, and Tanochas Brachas, Perek Dal of Allah Hey, but he writes there, Hamashana Mekaymai, Mipina Lupina, Ainat Sarach Lags of Levarich. So the Beis Yosef learns that Taisus learns like the Rambam was a Taisus in the Rosh. There's no chil in Kiddush Makam Suda and Brachas. Kiddush Makam Suda, he says, in Kiddush Bezavi Yizu, Eichel Bezavi Yisheni. So Pina Lepina is not considered a Shina. And by Shina Makam Brachas, he also says that Hamashana Makam Pina Lepina ain't Sarach Lags of Levarich. So in both cases, Makam Lemakam in the same house is considered a problem. Pina Lepina in the same room is not considered a problem. As I learned the Beis Yosef Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. Problem is a little bit that the Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush didn't make a point that Makam L'Makam is a problem. The Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush says like this, Le'ikanesh U'Bayin Zev V'Yechol B'Bayin Sacher, Bayin Slevayis is a problem, Avon Kiddush B'Zov Yizu O'Yechol B'Zov Yishniyah. What about Makam L'Makam B'Chad Bayis? He didn't mention anything about it. But that's the Beis Yosef's pshat. But the Magen Mishnah, he says, in Hilchas Shabbos, he says that by both, the Rambam was garis by both of them in Pina Lepina. That by Kiddush Makam Suda, Pina Lepina is a problem. And by Shina Makam, Pina Lepina is not a problem. And the Rambam holds that Pina Lepina means two different rooms. As I you have to learn in the Magen Mishnah. And Zavis is not Pina Lepina. So when he says Bayis Labayis, he's including two different rooms. And Mizavis is Zavis, there he's saying, in the same room with two different corners. Mashenkin and Hilchas Brachas, so he says, Pina Lepina, he doesn't have to, that means in two different rooms. It's Meduyik, in Hilchas Shabbos, he used the word Zavis to Zavis. In Hilchas Brachas, he used the words Pina Lepina. So the Bi'alach learns that way, the Magen Mishnah is not 100% clear, the Bi'alach and Siman Kuf Ayin Ches learns that way in the Magen Mishnah B'das Rambam. That if you can learn that the Rambam was glorious both in a Pina Lepina, so then you're going to have to learn that, and that's how he's learning, and Mizavis is less than Pina Lepina. So in Hilchas Brachas, we says that Pina Lepina is not a problem, that means even two different rooms. So come there's a slightly different shita, because he's naming on, the Ran names on the Bekiddush Makam Suda, even two corners in the same room is a problem. The Rambam is the most makel here. The Bekiddush Makam Suda, only two different rooms is a problem. And by Hilchas Brachas, even two different rooms is not a problem. Because that's how he's learning Pina Lepina. Because he was going by both in a Pina Lepina, so the Hechas is a Chilah, Kiddush Makam Suda, Pina Lepina is a problem, and Brachas, Pina Lepina is not a problem. But the Rambam says that by Shabbos, Zavis is also not a problem. So if I say Pina Lepina means two different rooms, Zavis is never a problem, two different rooms, that's Pina Lepina is a problem, Dafka by Kiddush Makam Suda, and not by Shinu Makam. So La Alacha Lagabe Shinu Makam, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Tesis in the Rosh. And that Cheda L'Cheda is a Shinu Makam. So the only, when you make a bracha in a room, you have to stay in that room. You go to a different room, you go upstairs or to any other room, then you won't be Yetzir the bracha. But the Rama points out that Das helps. Just like Tesis said, Lefidi Yushalmi, we explained in the previous Shia, that legabe makam lemakam mechad beisa das helps only mibayis lebayis das doesn't help. And Taisus and the Rosh Lushitasim that hold that shinu makam legabe brachas and kiddush makam suda have the same din. So das helps in the same house. If you have das, it helps. And mislama with them on. If you take eat an apple, you make a bari priates, and the understanding is avadi, you're not going to stay here. You're walking around the house. That's the chayyur called das. But the Be'alachas make a little bit more. Because even though he says, the G'dayle HaPaiskim, the Magen Avraham, and all the Paiskim afterwards, the Derech HaChaim, the Chuli, the Graz, they all have one, like Teis and the Rosh. That two different rooms is a problem, the Gavishin and Makam. But the Be'alacha goes through the Sugya with the Rishenim, and he says, the Rishenim is so many Rishenim that hold not that way. Because all the Rishenim that are Geiris, by Kiddush HaMakam Suda, Pina Lepina, and there it is a problem, and here by Shinim Makam, they're saying Pina Lepina is not a problem. All those Rishenim are not mechalik between Pina Lepina in one room and Makam Lemakam. That's his Cheshbon. So Taisus and the Rosh, they were Geiris there, me Makam Lemakam. And there's a problem. And Pina Lepina and Agarius here is not a problem. So Melo, Shinim Makam and Brachas are the same, Kirsh Makam Sud and Brachas are the same thing. Now Shagan, Rishenim and Agarius, both of them Pina Lepina. And by Kirsh Makam Sud and Pina Lepina is a problem. And by Shinim Makam and Pina Lepina is not a problem. So Mehecha Tesa, Makam Lemakam would be a problem by Shinim Makam. So he brings Kamer Rishenim. He says it's the Benu Chananel on the side, the Behag, the Rif, the Ram Chalava, like we mentioned, the Rambam according to the Magid Mishnah. And Rashi also, Mefurish, Rashi over here, says, Vibayas Lali is not a problem. And the Orzeru is Maitik Rashi. So he says, you have so many Rishenim, and he says, the minute he thinks is that way. So he says, even though Chachila Roy Venochel Lahachmir, not to go to a different room, Ben Sachila, unless he had Das Metchila, but whoever's Mekel in that Ein Limchas B'yadei, first of all, he says, the Ikar Halacha is you're allowed to. And in the end, if you did, Avandi, you shouldn't make another bracha, kusafik brachas lahakal. That's in a bi'alacha, ends the sugya. That's the first inyan. Now, the din pina levina doesn't work, according to Taisus Dafka in the same room, and we're bringing kama rishonim, even a different room. Then the Gemara says, the su yasir rav chista v'kam mishmeidin avshei, ha'adam ashinim makam tzarech levarech le'man of dvarim she'ein tunim achreim brachal m'kayman, av dvarim metunim brach achreim m'kayman, ein tzarech levarech, ma'itam alakiv v'kama hoder. So Chis is mechanish. The whole din of Shinim Makam is only things which you don't need a bracha achreinim m'kayman. Things that you do, you don't have to, because the kivikam ahadah, since you have to go back, that's called the kivikam ahadah. And if Sheisha says, echad ze'echad ze'tzarech levarech. So who do we baska like? Taisus, in the Ramaskal Kshein Yetzin, at the end, he paskins like Rav Chista. The Rosh also paskins like Rav Chista. The Rif and the Rambam paskin like Rav Sheshes. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. He goes with the Rif and the Rambam when they both agree to the same thing, Kenegad the Rosh. The Ramah usually goes with Taisus, and the Rosh, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, and he paskins like Rav Chista. So that's the Machlokes. So we paskin like the Ramah, that when you're dealing with Varam, Atun, Bracha, Kreim, Kaiman, there's no din of Shinim, Makan, the Magan of Ram, and Simon, Reish, Yud, the Shikosh, Leib, and Kaimai, says, Dafkev, Yidah, Kazayas, say, Taka, Machayiv, and a Bracha, Kreinah. If you don't eat a kazayis, you're not mechayiv in any bracha achreinus. There's no bracha achreinim kaimam. So even bread is like everything else. If you eat bread and you don't eat a kazayis, you do have to make another bracha if you're mishana makam. The Rishabur brings it in Sim Mekufay and Ches, if God Mechav Ches. But here we have a machlokes, what advarim, which things are atuna bracha achreinim kaimam. The Rishbam holds that everything which needs a bracha mein sholosh, like Shiva Saminim, anything that needs an alamichi, alaitz, it needs a bracha achreinim kaimam, even yayin, and that's what the Rambam also says. The Rambam Perek Dalalachas Alachas Brachas Alacha Aleph says, "Kol Mavarech Berchas Mazon, Oy Bracha Achas Mein Sholish, Tzarech Lavarech Aisim B'Makam Sha'achal." And so he holds everything, whether it's benching or bracha Mein Sholish, and the guy's Maimon. He also brings the B'Shem Beinu Simcha, B'Shem Rashi. So Kamer Rishenim, Rashi, the Beinu Simcha, the Rishbam, and the Rambam all hold that even dvarim that you need any bracha mein sholish, yayin, shivas aminim, grapes, olives, pomegranates, dates, figs, they all need a bracha achreim kaiman, kol shkeim mezainus. But Taisus is bothered, the sugi is not mashma that way. That's what the Ran says, then a sugi mechuvik dvarim, because the Gemara was discussing yayin. And the Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel said that there isn't a shina makam a yayin. And Rabbi Yechanan said there is, and we say Tifta to Rabbi Yechanan, if Yain is Dvarim Atunim Bracha Yim Kaim, so the whole thing goes not like a Chista. According to a Chista, Yain is Tunim Bracha Yim Kaiman. So the Rishbam says, the Teretz Chistim Ram, knew that Rabbi Yechanan said it Bechol Inyan, but it's a Shveri Teretz. The guy in the Bi'ar Gros says it's a Kusha Sheinu Lechuvah. The Ran also says it's a good Kasha. But that's the first Shita. Anything which is Tun Bracha Me'achas Me'in Gimel, it's called Tunim Bracha Chayim Kaima. Now Taisus says, Dafka Pashim Avarchalam, I see Vishem a kol minim mizayna shalhei minim. dafka bread, which you mevarach hametzah, but maybe also cake, any minim mezainish lay minim. The Rif also says, like Tosis, the Rosh, the Ran, it says pasu mine daga. Right? Lechayr, that means anything which is mezainis. The Tosis is mitzadah that way, and the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Ran, the Geis Maim, he says it b'shem Rav Amram. But there is a sheet that dafka pas, like Tosis started with the Dakim Reish, he brings it to Chdush Yer Ashman, and Bracha says dafka pas. Shas was dvarim hatunu achem kaiman. So there's maybe different types of pas. You have bread and matzah and bagels, whatever. But al kopanim. So the 3 days, the Shulchan Aruch brings the first two, brings anything which is bracha mein gimel or anything which is mezainis, and the Dakim Reish brings the day of dafka pas, dafka bread. So the Magen Avraham says that lechachila should be machma by everything, even by zayiminim to make the bracha mein kaima, because the kaima rishayim the whole way. But legabe shinim makim, then you should not make a bracha, because safik bracha is lahakal. That's what the Magen Avraham paskins, and also Rav Price can paskin that way. The guys in there, Chachayim, and others, they paskin like the Magen Avraham, that lamaisa safik bracha is lahakal. So even by wine, you don't make another bracha in the other place. Kolshkei mezainis, and lechatchila, even by mezainis, you should be machmir, because there is a sheet that you need dafka bread, that needs a bracha chayim kaiman. But the Bi'ur of Pascha is like the middle day. That's totally a mezainis. And mashinim makam by shivus minim, according to the Bi'ur of, you would make a bracha. Abi Kivenga asked him all the gekash in the Magen Avraham. He says, how could you pat them from a bracha al safik brachas lahakal? If inishvi, it's a machlekes apaiskim, right? They have kama gleili paiskim on each side, like Abi the din of what's called bracha chayim kaiman. So Allah l'maisa, if someone asks the Rav, do I have to go back to bench to make a bracha achrayna by main gimel, the Rav will tell him, listen, it's a machlekes apaiskim, safik brachas lahakol, and safik derabanan lekula. You're not mechuyev to go back. So haintig, you're not mechuyev to go back, Zot Rabbi Kivega. So come, they says, no lekiv kama hader. So how could you say, I don't make a bracha because there's a safik, maybe I'm mechuyev to go back, and if I'm mechuyev to go back, I don't have to make a bracha, so safik brachas lahakol. But I don't have to go back, because since it's a safik, I don't have to go back misafik. So now it should be like vaday, I don't have to go back, and now I should be able to make a bracha, but there is vaday. As I picked up, it's a mistavadik akasha, and I don't have a teretz. So as I maybe give a sign of the dasha b'kivega that says, even if it's a safik lahalacha, you still would make a bracha on the wine or on the shivas minim. Because since it's a suffix, if you have to go back, so you don't have to go back misafik, so male, you don't have to go back. So male, now you make a bracha. And maybe we misarif that to the Gayin that holds that we don't paskin like the Rishbam. Because the Gemara is mavur that even Yayin, there's a din of shein and makan. So maybe between the two, I'd be able to make a bracha. But the Mishabur doesn't paskin that way. The Mishabur says that Bekveg himself says with Tzarechi and Bedina. And the guy invites us to somewhat of a das yachid. You shayin him neman, it's a snake in Ladina. So Mela, you would not make a bracha on wine or shiva saminim if you mishanim makim. I saw in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah, he says that if you want, you can make a bracha achreina, even though let's say, that in the gay on Purim, let's say you're going from place to place and drinking wine. So you can make a bracha achreina in one place, because even though you might say it's going a bracha shayna tzvicha, but if a zayvait, since there are paiskim that hold that you make another bracha on wine, it's called shinu makam, it's not dvarim matuna brachayim kaiman, so mela is not a problem being mechayiv yourself in another bracha by making a bracha achrayna. Now, in the etzmin of lekiva kamahadah, what's the svara? The Rishbam says, al das sudu ishenu oichal akshel v'sayim sudasai. He's eating al das the sudu ishenu to finish his suda. Taisus says a chiddush. Taisus at the end of the Taisus of Maskel Ella B'dvarim, he writes like this, because you have this shayla, if yayin is called dvarim atun abrachim kaimim, so the chole pirushim, even if it's not, em holoch be'em sesud l'lamakam acha, yachal lishtis yayin and mayim b'loi bracha, kevin shu b'seich asuda l'kivikam ahadir. If he goes to another place, he could drink wine or water without a bracha, since he's b'seich asuda l'kivikam ahadir. And the Magen Avraham brings it in Siman Kufay and Chesef Katan Vav, and the Bi'alacha also brings it there. And the Chayyim Shteita Achidish, the Shulchan Acharav explains it a little bit more. I'll say over the Lashon. Shulchan Acharav says, Siman Kufay and Chesef Dalet. Vafilu holach b'seich hasudu l'bayis acha v'oichel v'oich sheis hashan v'orim she'ein Einam tfeilu masud lin yibracha rishayna. V'hutzuch levarach aleim abayas harishayn. K'mayayinu pey rishayn tfeilu lin yibracha achroina v'neftarim berks amazin al dasu dasu rishaynu oichel v'shaysa. Afilu lo yichel sham pas. Here's the case. You started a meal in one place. And you also made a bracha on wine or fruit, he says. Right? Which you needed another bracha rishayna. Then you go to another place. So it's havachakir. Now I went to another place, so I don't make another bracha on the bread that I eat. Because then you're telling me, since it's dovdor matunim bracha chreimim kaiman, so me'el lekiv kamahadir. But what about the wine? The wine, I'm saying, is a tunim bracha chreimim, is it not on bracha chreimim kaiman? Well, let's say fruit. I made a bari priya eitz, which wasn't nitful to the suda legabi bracha rishayna. And then I go to the next place. So do I make another eitz on the fruit? Maybe the eitz I have to make another eitz. Because the bari priya eitz is something which is not talking bracha chayim kaimut. So zok taisis, no. Since it's all chelik in the suda, you have the kivah kamahadr even on the wine and the mayim that you're going to drink in the second place. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Rav stresses because the bracha achrein is on this too. Right? So let's say, Lamashal, I saw in the Dir Shem Shibura, let's say you ate cake and wine in one place. And then you go to another place. So you're allowed to eat cake, assuming that's called Varam Atunim Bracha Achrein Memkaim. Let's say cake and fruit, we'll make it easier. You ate cake and fruit in one place. You go to another place, so I can continue eating cake, because that's a Dvarim Tzarek Bracha Achrein Memkaim. But the fruit is not. So could I eat fruit in the other place? L'chayre not. Because the fruit's not covered by the bracha achreina from the cake. It needs its own bracha achreina. It needs a bari nefashis. So mamela, by benching, it's all covered by benching. But by a bracha mein shalash, it's not. So mamela has no shaykhis to the cake that I'm eating. As ein ekseis and shulchan, Avram Chaim Noz, medayik that way in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's because it's nitful to the benching. I saw similar in the Emek Bracha, the Vayalei Pramanchik. He writes it's in Berch Samaz and Ice Hay. He clears an interesting Shaila. The Din Shina Makam is by Berch Samitzis also. If someone shechs multiple birds, he makes one Bracha. If he goes to a different place, he makes another Bracha on the Shkita. Let's say he's eating a meal, and then he's shechting birds during the meal. Then he goes to a different place, he continues the meal. So he doesn't make a bracha, but does he make a bracha on shechting birds in the other place? So they make a bracha, of course. That has no shaykhis to the meal. But yes, a beer, the kivah kamahada doesn't mean because he has to come back there, it's like he's there. I mean, vaharaya, he could finish the meal here also. The kivah kamahada is a pshat that you can't tell me it's a separate meal, because it can't be a separate meal. Because I have to go back. You can't say changing the place makes it a separate meal, because I'm still makusha to the original place. So whatever's negated to this meal, it's still called the same meal. But stam, if it's two different achilas, l'mashal, one's mezainis and one's and they're two different bracha achreinis. One's mezainis and one's eitz and two different bracha achreinis. So this meal is still going on, but the other meal stopped. And Kosh came to shechting the birds. See, someone asked me an interesting shayla. Let's say I eat a meal in one place. I go to another place. And there I make a bracha, bari priya eitz on fruit. And then I go back to the first place. So what's the din b'chai gavna? I started the meal in the first place. So if I make a bracha, if I have a meal in the first place, and I make a bari priya eitz in the first place, and then I go to a second place, here we have the taisis, the Magen Avraham, the Bialacha, that Hu Adin, I don't make another Bari Priyates in the second place. But let's say I made a Bari Priyates in the second place. I started a meal in the first place, I go to another place, and I make a Bari Priyates there. And now I come back to the first place, and I want to continue eating fruit. Do I make another Bari Priyates? Maybe, yeah. Because where I made the Bari Priyates, I have no din to go back to that place. So is the Lekiv V'Kamahadr? But I think I'm not. Because Lekiv V'Kamahadr doesn't mean I'm blind in the first place. Lekiv V'Kamahadr means it's all one Hemshech. Chazal said, when you leave your place, you lose your Suda. It's considered two separate Achilas. But when you leave your place and you're Mechuyiv to go back because of the Baruch HaChreina, it's considered one big Suda. And that applies to anything I include in the Suda, anything which is included in the Baruch HaChorayna. So who would then, when I make a Bari Priyates in the second place, Avad that it's also included in the Suda, when I come to the first place, I wouldn't have to make another bracha. As I name the Chan Fadava Pashit.